Optimal Health Community Night. My name is Candace, and I'll be one of the co-hosts this evening as we get started and really talk about becoming the dominant force in the lives of others. We normally do this call and talk about becoming the dominant force of our own personal life, but tonight, myself and my host partner that I'll be bringing here in just a second, we're going to be talking about just our stories and the power of what it's like to be that light into the lives of others. So just excited to have all of you guys here with us this evening. I just love these calls. And as you can see here, we just like to let you know that sometimes we talk about our full trilogy of health, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. Because as you pay this gift forward to others, we are paid very handsomely. And therefore, we just want to make sure that we let you know that comes with a lot of hard work and due diligence, if I can talk tonight. So as we move forward, I actually want to bring on my friend and coaching partner, Dave, who will be my host tonight. Or my co-host. And Dave is actually a best-selling author. He's written a couple of books. Leading from the Light is one he's particularly working on. Today, I Begin a New Life that I've personally read, and it is amazing. Equanimity and The Observer's Chair. Dave has actually been a mentor involved with Optavia over the past decade, and he has been so instrumental with our community that he has decided to actually partner with us in this mission. So Dave, we would love for you to join us and come on camera. Hey, hey.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
Yes, long time no see.
I was just sitting here when you were introducing me, I was thinking about how many people are here tonight who have maybe been on program a day or two.
Yes.
And some maybe a little bit longer than that. And we really want to serve you tonight.
That is
this program has changed our lives. Candace, we have to talk about you. So if you're brand new on this program and you've got a little bit of a distance to go from where you are to where you want to be, you have someone here tonight who can empathize with you and support you. Candace, we have to talk about your story. Could we start there? Would that be okay?
I guess. No, I love sharing.
You showed me a picture the other day, and I told you it almost brought me to tears. It's the first time I had seen it. Can you just pull it up real quick so everybody can see this?
Yes, I can. There we go.
Now she's on the far left and she's on the far right as a before, and you can see her in the middle. Isn't that amazing? Now, Candace, when you first got on program, you shared with me that you had like five jobs and you're trying to raise your son, and so many that are wanting to get on program, where am I going to find the money? Where did you find the money to get on program?
Yes, Dave. Well, you know, it actually brings so much emotion to my heart to even look at those pictures of myself. And I would say, I firmly believe that we will create what we want when we want it bad enough. And for me, in those pictures that you just saw, I wanted change in my life. And so I decided that I was going to, you know, just make it happen. And, you know, just was, in fact, I found that I saved money when I was on program because I wasn't blowing it on other things that weren't actually working for me.
And I think everybody here, especially those who are new on the program, share with us how much weight you lost during your journey.
Yeah, so I actually lost 127 pounds total. I struggled with weight my whole life, and actually I had lost 100 pounds, Dave, prior to Optavia. A lot of people don't know that about my story, but I was told at the age of 24, if I didn't lose 50% of my body weight, I would be on insulin. So I went on a four-year journey of starving myself. I was taking hydroxy cup pills. I was working out 6-7 days a week. as a single mom working five jobs. And one of the jobs that I was working was giving swim lessons to a little girl, and her mom had melted away in front of me. And that's when I was introduced to OptaVia. So I went on program, I lost the additional 27 pounds and have been able to keep that off for 12 years. And I'm so grateful for our community and the education, because that's what really changed my mindset so that I can still live this lifestyle 12 years later.
And you shared a story with me, to share it with everybody tonight, that you had such success, people are watching you melt away, right? So what are you doing? So you sent 4 referrals to your coach. And before you respond to that, I just want to share this with everybody here. This business is so rewarding when you're the coach and you're helping someone transform. The only thing that's more rewarding than that is when they send their friends to you. When they love their friends enough to send them to you, and we can love them enough to send them back to you healthy. You sent 4 of them. What did your coach say to you?
So I sent her one, and she said that she would give me some credit for, you know, referring a friend to her. So I thought, well, that's helpful. So she gave me some, you know, credit towards my next program. After the 4th person, I had actually earned about $100 in credit. But she said, Candace, they're not even asking me questions. You're coaching them. Why don't you consider coaching them? But for me, I was working 5 jobs, so I didn't know if I could fit this into my lifestyle. But I was already talking to them anyway. And she had talked about that I had, you know, made some money by referring people. Mm-hmm. But had I coached them myself, I would have made a couple of $100 by coaching them. So that's when I thought, okay, well, this could be a great change for me as a single mom.
5 jobs down to 1 career. How fun is that?
Yes.
Congratulations. And we just want to encourage anyone who is on here tonight that as you're transforming your life, and coaches who are here with us tonight, as you're working with those clients to help transform them, and holding their feet to the fire every once in a while to get through those moments when we want to have a donut day, right? And we just get through those and keep going. It's not always perfect, and get to that place where we're healthy and people are starting to say something to carry this mission to the world. And the mission is to transform people one healthy habit at a time. To do that, we're going to need your help to refer your friends to your coach so they can be serving more and more people without having to spend time trying to find those people. And it's always wonderful to be working with people who actually want to get healthy. It's not our mission, just so you know, that we're not going to try to talk somebody into something. If you send a friend to us, we're going to love on them, find out what their goals are, how quickly they like to get there. And if they're ready, we'll invite them to join a journey. You don't have to worry about any coaches trying to close your friends, because we don't close people. We invite them to go on a journey, because this is an amazing journey. And Candace, you've had an amazing journey. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. And I love that, Dave, because, you know, one of the greatest blessings I feel as a coach is getting those referrals, because as we build a community around us, it helps us stay, you know, congruent in our own personal health. So I know, Dave, that you are rocking it in your personal health journey. So we don't want to make this call all about me. I would love for you to personally share with them just this journey you've been on for the past couple of months.
I was just looking into the chat and somebody said, I love my coach, Miriam Kahn. Miriam's really easy to love because she's a great coach. So congratulations for having her as a coach. Yes, I've been on this journey for a number of years. Oh, you put it up. There it is. There I am on the left with one of my 27 grandchildren. And you can see the picture of our family, which we just took last year, and out of control. I'm looking at the top right-hand side. There I am as a linebacker in high school, went to college playing free safety. And this picture of me in this nice little shirt which is really fun. I'm back to my playing weight. Isn't that awesome?
You inspire me, Dave.
It's just awesome. I start out at 257 and I just broke 200. I haven't seen 200. I saw it once about 7 years ago since I got married. And now I'm seeing it because, be honest with everybody, 7 years ago, I did it kind of like I was on a diet. I was doing it for everybody else because I needed to everybody to think I was healthy. And that motivation didn't last very long. I needed something inspirational, something coming up out of me. And I decided I want to. I get to. I choose to. This is my life. This is my journey. I want to do this because I want to be healthy. Which sure makes it easier when you're at a birthday party and someone's got a really delicious chocolate cake and you say, yes, enjoy it. But I'm not going to partake. I'll honor your birthday, but I got to take care of this health. It's fun because overall, I'm down 58 pounds. And I got down and it crept back up in December of this last year, just December. So if you're just starting this journey, just December, it's 236. 236. It's just consistent, consistent, consistent. I'll tell you, when you're having success, it just gets more and more exciting. So I get in the gym, Candace, every morning. I can't wait to get on the treadmill because I'm actually running now. I'm running on the treadmill and lifting weights three mornings a week and just feel like $1 million. It's interesting because I've had a chance to work with some new clients because I've chosen to become a coach. And it's so fun when they have those first few pounds coming off and they want this. They just want this. So I'm just grateful to be here and grateful to be with you. And Candace, we have a guest tonight.
Yeah.
Let's introduce her. This is a dear friend of mine. Her name is Karen Buxman. Karen, can you come out? Oh, there's Karen. Karen is a speaker, a well-known speaker. She's a humorist by profession. She calls herself a neuro something. You'll have to tell me what that is, Karen. You're on mute. There you go.
Neurohumorist.
Neurohumorist. There you go.
Yeah.
She has traveled all over the world. If you go to Karen Buxman on YouTube, you're going to see several of her performances or presentations, and you'll see 1.4 million views, 300,000 views, 500,000 views. She is a member of the National Speakers Hall of Fame. Very, very slow. Ooh, I just got emotional, Karen. I wasn't expecting that. Member of the National Hall of Fame, that is a tremendous honor for a speaker. And when a speaker makes $1 million in a year as a speaker, they're a member of the $1 million club. There are a lot of speakers, and very few of them make a living, let alone that kind of an income. And I've known Karen for years. And not too long ago, I invited her to get trained as a coach in the business that I own called Habit Finder. And she did that. We were holding our semi-annual conference, and I've become an OptaVia coach. And you may not know this, those who are watching this, but your coaches have a list. And it's not like everybody I want to get on program. It's those people who just, my heart is moved. I want to bless their lives. And Karen was on my sacred list. That's what I like to call it. I didn't know how we're going to ever have this conversation. And then we did.
Then we did.
Oh, tell us about your journey from that day to this, Karen.
Oh my gosh, it's been awesome. You know, it actually came from a place of darkness. You know, being a speaker and speaking to groups from 10 to 10,000, you know, as Dave mentioned, I had the opportunity to travel the world and I loved being on stage. Was on the stage all the time. And then COVID hit. Ba-ba-ba-bum. And just watched all those speaking engagements go away, especially mine, because my groups were large groups. And I, you know, that was kind of the first blow. And I kind of crawled back out of that. But in 2023, two family tragedies that just kicked me to the curb. And it was just like being in a deep sleep. And when I woke up in October, about the time that Dave and I reconnected, I woke up and it was like, oh my God, I'm practically broken. I'm definitely fat. It was like, what happened? And you know, I'm very drawn to the work that Dave does. I actually was part of his group 25 years ago when he was beginning the Six Advisors. And I had written a white paper on coaching, asked Dave to take a gander at it. And he looked at it and said, you know, there's a pony in here somewhere, and invited me to take the coaching again. I had the opportunity to speak at the retreat. He said, would you like to talk about humor and cognitive abilities? And as a neurohumorist, I live at the intersection of humor and the brain. I love that space. And it was like, oh, help, I'm talking and I can't shut up. I was so excited that he invited me to do that. And afterwards, he said, you know, let's talk again. And he started talking to me about Optavia and the vision that he held. And I had met a lot of Optavia coaches at this retreat. And I wasn't, you know, I was kind of thinking, gee, I wish that would work for me, but nothing works for me. You know, quite frankly, when I look at my history, tell me if anybody can relate to this. You know, I've done Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, Jenny Craig, Noom, Keto, Atkins, Paleo, Mayo Clinic Diet, the Mediterranean Diet, the Intermittent Fasting, the Grapefruit Diet, the Egg Diet, the Potato Diet, and the Cabbage Soup Diet. You know, never say give up, but nothing worked. And, you know, colleagues were saying, you know, just deal with it, live. This is how you're going to be the rest of your life. And it was like, you just have that knowing inside that, no, this is not who I am. And I was beginning to hide myself. I didn't want to be out with friends. I didn't want people to see me. You know, they knew me from being on stage and being thinner and active. And now, you know, I feel more like Jabba the Hutt. And it was just such a painful experience. And then Dave introduced me to this and he said, you know, I want you to try this. And honest to goodness, I couldn't believe it. Was like, I saw that people had lost like 12 pounds in 12 weeks. And I don't think I told you this, Dave, but I didn't want to get on the scale in a week because I knew I wouldn't have lost weight. Number one, because it was too easy. I wasn't hungry. You said you might get really hungry. I was like, I never got hungry. And I didn't want to let you down. It's like, oh, he's going to be so bummed when he realizes that I am the exception to the rule. And I got on the scale and it was like, I got off and I got on again. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, it was just, you know, the first week it was like 5 pounds, then it was 9 pounds, then it's 11 pounds. And now it's 13 pounds after finishing 3 weeks. And I know results may vary and all that jazz, but this has changed my life. It's like, bring it on, baby, bring it on. I'm ready. Let's go play.
Then we had the most interesting call. There's a reason why I asked if you could come tonight, because there's so many clients, many of whom have invested a lot of time and energy and money in their career. And the idea of, okay, I'm a client, I can refer people. Because we're all three of us are the same. This has consumed our life behind the scenes, right? Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
It's consumed our life. It's been everywhere. And we finally find a solution for it. And you decided to do what?
I am all in. I am all in. I am bringing my talent and my know-how. And I signed up. I've got my coaching kit. And I got somebody who just through a conversation this weekend who said, I want what you're having. And so lined up to talk with her this week. But my aspiration is to help all the people who have felt that guilt and that shame and that embarrassment, the cruel comments that people can make, sometimes unintentionally, sometimes intentionally, the remarks parents make, husbands make, colleagues make. And it's just, and I want to share this wonderful piece with them. And I also want to share with them the power of humor, because I'm thinking, man, oh man, you know, from my world, I already know how humor can help reduce cortisol, which helps you hang on to fat. And, you know, I know how it can help people with diabetes and heart disease and all of these other kinds of things. It can help people, you know, who are the coaches, you know, create that likability and trust and all of that. And it's just like, Dave, I want to have my peanut butter on your chocolate or your chocolate on my peanut butter. And I want to put all this together and I'm ready to change the world. Right. So, but other than that, that's all.
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah.
Just invite everyone here tonight who's watching this. Now, our mission is not to put pressure on someone. It's just to say, step back for a moment and ask yourself, how important has this topic been to me for my lifetime? Karen, we've had these conversations for many, many hours. Oh my goodness, this has been so consuming. There are so many things we could do.
So many.
I could keep speaking. You could keep speaking. We could keep doing other things. But when you find the answer to something that really moves your soul, we just want to invite everybody here tonight to just, when you're lying in bed tonight, ready to go to sleep, just close your eyes and say, what would my life be like if I took just some of my time and I dedicated it to helping other people who struggle like I have to find the solution? What would that be like? That would be, just be with that. You don't need to make a decision tonight. Just be with that. There's nothing more exciting than someone who wants to be on program, than someone who wants to also participate in bringing this joy to another person.
Exactly.
That's as exciting as it gets, Karen.
It really is. And when I think about, you know, the years and years and years of yo-yoing and, you know, from the time I had this awareness, you know, my mother's taking me to a section in JCPenney's in a tiny little river town in the Midwest to the chubby section. And it's like, why am I in the chubby section? You know? And, you know, it just goes up and down and up and down and up and down. And by the time you hit 60 and you're still going up and down and up and down, you're thinking, this is my life. And it's like, now I know it doesn't have to be. And I, you know, this isn't for everybody and not everybody's going to be ready for this, but man, oh man, to connect with the people who are finally ready and serious to do this for the last time. And we use the phrase, get over that hump. Holy cow. Look at what we can do. Look how, what we can bring to them. And I just want to pay it forward.
People can be successful this time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Candace, let me turn this back to you. Karen, thank you.
I love it so much, Karen. And it's just so fun to know that your journey's just beginning. I've been in this community for 12 years, so I know the sky's the limit with you and being able to pay this forward and all that you can bring to the world, you know, makes me think of something that came upon my heart this past week. Whew, and here comes my emotion. I look at this tree that a coaching partner of mine gave me with a letter. And it was a poem, actually. And it talked about being that ripple of light into other people's lives. And you can turn it on and you can see how your story will ripple and bring life and light into the lives of other people's lives. And so as you guys think about what Dave had talked about, you know, laying in bed and just being, and just really asking, who is that I could be that light to? whether it's referring to your coach or becoming a coach yourself and paying this incredible gift to somebody else, think about that. Because the way we get things in our lives that we want, it's by coming alongside others and being that light and giving this gift away to other people. So we are just so grateful, Karen. Amazing to have you on. Congratulations on your journey. I can't wait to see how far your light continues to ripple.
Thank you.
I love it. And Dave, it's just such a joy to be on here with you and knowing and you know, admiring you and the work that you do in the world. And now that you're a part of this mission is just absolutely incredible. And I know we have some fun things up our sleeve for the future of our Optimal Health community. So I'm excited for that. But thank you for everybody being on. If you, you know, are inspired to have a conversation around what it looks like, how do you refer, you just, you know, share your passion with your friends and family. I see too many people who hide because they're afraid of failing. Dave, you want to talk about that real quick? Like the fear that we have of not sharing our journeys.
I've had some people say, I don't want to share until I'm successful. It's like, I've got to reach the goal first. It's just the journey of being honest. Something happens when we refer. And coaches, please, when someone refers somebody to you, please invite them to the celebration call so they can see the gift they've really given to another person. I think that's just a wonderful thing that we can do. And that helps us overcome some of the fear. It's sometimes a challenge when we're with someone, we may not. I'm going to go there, Candace. I wasn't going to, but I'm going to go there. Karen said she didn't get hungry, which is really remarkable. I did. Getting on fat, I want to eat my arm. But once I got on the fat burner, it was great. And we have struggles, and sometimes we munch on something we shouldn't. We've all had those moments along the journey. And when we add it all up, we go sometimes, you know, I don't know that I want to invite my friend to something that's this painful. That is a human nature, natural thought process. And I'm just going to encourage you, if that comes into your heart, just remember where you were and where you are as this journey continues, knowing that there's very few things worth doing that aren't just a little painful along the way. But the journey is worth the pain, and you don't want to rob your dearest friends of that outcome, because they're not going to get there some simple way. It's going to take some effort. So let's not rob them of that. I think that's the greatest fear, is I just don't want my friend to have to struggle like I struggled. Let's not rob them of the struggle.
Amen. Yeah. So beautiful. Well, such a joy. I could sit and chat with you guys all night, but we do want to just prepare you for next week. We have our Zoom will be on travel hacks and health. We know lots of people are heading on spring break and traveling. So this is going to be an incredible call you don't want to miss. And as always, you can always, you know, catch these recordings on podcasts. So if you felt, you know, somebody drop into your heart as Dave was sharing, as we were talking tonight, please feel free to share the recording with your friends and family. And as always, we can't wait to see you back next week. Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everyone.